They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No.
It's Triple M's Banksy and Pinky.
Married at First Sight. It's the final commitment ceremony coming up that's going to be very interesting. There's a few really nice couples that have come out of this. Simon and Eleni for one of them. Really, really sweet couple, I think. You know, they're going good.
Yeah, I caught this the other night.
Yeah. But Jesse and Michelle. Michelle being one of the twins. Look, I don't know how to explain this, so I think I'll let Jesse explain it in his own words. You might have recalled at the last commitment ceremony, he was talking about finding the door and opening up the door. Well, it seems he's continuing on that fashion.
If you were to find the door that I have found and allow yourself to walk through it, this could be a relationship that lasts a lifetime. I'm just hoping you find the door like I have.
So it's all about the door. The door, the door. I've opened the door, come through the door. Here's my door. I don't know what he's trying to tell her.
He's been watching too many Disney movies. That's all I can say. Or he needs to watch more, maybe, for better analogies.
Look, you really need to work on your analogies, Jesse. And you can even see it's starting to play on Michelle's mind as well, telling her twin sister, Sharon.
He has now seen the light. He's seen
the door.
And he wants to walk through it. In order to walk through it, he needs me to find that door too.
Oh, wow.
So it's the door.
He needs the key to the deadlock, really.
I think she wants to run straight out that door, I think.
I would want to too.
Yeah, he might be knocking on heavens at the moment. But look, honestly, Jesse, you've got to let this door analogy go.
Mm.
She's standing there. She doesn't want to knock. She barely wants to grab the knob, mate, honestly.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M.
Huge triathlon effort on the sunny coast over the last few days.
Yeah, so that was on Sunday morning, the Mooloolabah Triathlon. And I started training for that in November. Okay, so
right.
And I was just getting back into training, so I haven't kind of, you know, been in mode for a while. So anyway, just getting back into mode. And as you may be aware, the run leg is where I really fell down. So the swim was awesome, loved that.
Great.
The bike was great. And then the run, I was literally feeling just empty and could not run.
No fuel in the tank, huh?
No, so I don't think I fueled properly for this one, but I also think I was under-prepped in the run, even though I didn't realise that at the time. So I definitely need to do more work on that.
Right. Well, you've got another triathlon coming up, don't you?
It is a crazy big beast. So it's all good. There's always things to learn, and that's why I love it.
You've got to continue the training and the learning.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's about just under 9 weeks away from the next one, which is in Byron Bay.
Good.
So I caught up with Military Mick and explained,
husband.
What happened. Yeah.
Your husband.
But we call him very fondly Military Mick.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, no worries. Like, that's all good. You can fix that. You know, all really positive and awesome. And then I've got in my head, okay, I've got some ways of improving. I know exactly what I need to do and a few things to improve the run.
Righto.
I'm driving back to CQ yesterday because the trip got a bit longer because I went and visited my new nephew.
Side story there.
I met him. He's like only a month old.
Oh, cute.
So we're driving back to CQ. Military Mick is performing his comedy show in Adelaide, and he calls through and tells me that he is going to now manage my running training.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Right.
The reason this is important is...
Who made this decision?
He did.
Right.
I had a different plan. When we had this positive chat about improving the running, I was like, yeah, cool. Okay, we're on the same page. No, he insists he's taking care of it.
Oh,
now,
dear.
You might not be aware of this, but in the past I have had to refuse his assistance because we fight.
Of course you do. You're a married couple. This is not right.
It's not.
He shouldn't,
yeah,
he shouldn't be your PT.
No, he can't.
You can't do that.
Thing is, Military Mick has done running and football his whole life, so he's a mess. He's a total machine.
Well, he thinks he is.
But he is.
He
trains really hard, and he can do like a under 5 minute K. Like, he's fast. Right?
Yeah, he's a greyhound, that guy.
I can't do that, and I grew up a very bad ass. So I did love running, and then I had to can it because I got
so
sick.
Yeah.
So I'm from a different background, but he has this really simplistic view of how to fix things.
Yeah.
He's like, you just do this, 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 and you'll be right.
Yeah.
But it's also triathlon, and you're not a trainer, and you don't understand the differences in how I need to train.
Yeah, hence why we call him Military Mick, yes. Because he takes everything to the military style.
Mate.
Yeah.
Look, I've agreed to it.
You have?
Because I will share it with you all. You can all be my witnesses. To Military Mick being my running trainer, and I'll get an update next week.
That's a riskier I do than the actual one in the aisle.
It's never proven good in the past.
Will you take this man to be your Military Mick and train you till sweat do you part? I do. Silly, but you know what, Pinky? I think this could be an opportunity for a new reality show here.
Oh, well,
like,
yeah.
I'm a training wife. Get me out of here.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
And we've got a couple of girls wearing tiaras in the studio, Pinky.
No, they are crowns.
They're crowns.
But not the kind of crown that I get, which costs a few thousand dollars at the dentist. These are like totes proper crowns. Welcome back to Jenna and Crystal, our Mrs. Earth Australia pageant entrants.
Good Welcome morning. Back, girl. Yay.
Where's the cups of tea?
You guys are like veterans now.
They're royalty.
Coming in the studio here. So how's things been anyway?
Yeah.
Been good?
Give us the goss.
Just arrived back from Melbourne last mm-hmm. week.
Yep.
And we were lucky enough to place while we were away.
Yes. And where did we place?
I was crowned Mrs. Fire Australia.
Nice.
And Jenna over there.
Mrs. Water Australia.
And wow.
That's why they have the very fancy crowns on. Can you see?
We are heart Fire's and air away from crystal. Captain Planet right now. Like fire, water, air, heart.
Yeah. They look amazing.
It's good. So how does it feel to be Miss Water?
It's an amazing feeling. Water was my whole campaign with Reduce Our Oceans Waste.
Yep.
It was a coincidence that I got crowned Mrs. Water Australia, and it's amazing. I'm loving it.
Great. And what about you, Miss Fire? How's the feeling?
Red's my favourite colour, so when I seen it, I was like, yes, I got the red one.
So what does this mean moving forward?
So we can use our titles to continue our campaigns and be an ambassador for Mrs. Australia Earth. We've actually got a really big ball coming up in May on the 13th called the Echidna Ball.
What?
Echidna Ball.
That sounds... Oh. What's the echidna ball? I love it already.
It's going to be a masquerade ball.
Yeah.
So we're going to be raising money for Wildlife Rockhampton. We have a runway by Elite Avenue. We also have Fizzy Pole coming, which is our local pole studio, to do a routine demonstration.
Yeah, nice.
Ants for entrees or... I don't know. Team with a theme.
Like, is there a runway? Do the echidnas get on the runway and then show their stuff?
Get your best spiky jacket
out, Banksy.
Get
their spikes out. Yeah, yeah. I'm taking that as a no. That's not
Whereabouts
not for
is
the
ball being held, by the way?
It's going to be held at the pavilion at the showgrounds.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. The
You'll
Robert
need to get
Jordan
us more
pavilion.
Details then.
Yes, we do.
We'll certainly keep up to date with the progress and let everyone know where they can go and when to support this campaign. This is, I think, a really, really, really cool thing. Yep. Well, you should be very proud. I'd say hats off, but you're wearing crowns, so crowns off to you.
They're incredible. Any other things you want to cover off with us, ladies?
Jump on to our Facebook pages, Mrs. Fire Australia, Mrs. Water Australia. So over the next year, we're going to be doing lots of campaigns, getting involved in our community, and I'm pretty sure we are both going back next year for the big title.
Nice.
Wow.
So do you, when Miss Fire over here, Crystal, gets a little bit like heavy and full on, do you calm her down with your water? Do you balance each other out, fire and water?
When she misfires?
Well, I think we make a great team of fire and water.
Yeah.
We've got the spark and we've got the calm.
Oh, see? And you've got the tagline as well.
We do.
Well, nice congratulations. Work, girls. We're
yes.
really impressed.
Excellent work.
And the crowns are amazing.
So next step, Las Vegas, hey, for the world titles.
That's next year. This year we'll just focus on our beautiful community of Rockhampton.
Well, one step at a time, Banksy. You don't get ahead of yourself.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5 on Triple M.
You on your phone there? What's going on? Is this app thing you were talking about?
Look. we're at different stages in our life now from when we were young kids going through breakups. Oh, I do have some friends in my life at the moment going through, you know, separations, and they've got children.
So do I.
It's, you know, turning into a divorce.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens in our age group now, I guess. And a girlfriend made me aware of an app that has instantly given her a bit of support. Not that her girlfriends aren't giving that to her.
No, wine and chocolate support.
But I thought this was pretty cool as well.
We need
app
too.
It's called Breakup Boss.
Okay.
And it's an app for women, specialising in women dealing with the breakup, with all sorts of things on there to help you through it, including pep talks and messages, even song lists.
So it's essentially like a girlfriend that you can talk to.
I don't know, answers to questions and advice, because not always, your girlfriends aren't always going to know what to say to you,
I guess. They just agree with you and say you're right and support you, which might necessarily be the right thing.
Yeah, it says, you know, why should the breakup be the boss of your life?
Tidy.
Your mood, your personality, your diet, your social life. So, yeah, it's going to help guide you through. And I thought this was really clever, actually. Yeah,
because
so now
it affects
there's an app
all
for
that.
Breaking up.
Yeah, the breakup boss app, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the one.
So it's not breaking up like with your boss from work.
No, it's, relationships.
It's making sure that you're the boss of this breakup.
Yeah, so you manage it a bit better.
I see.
Than completely falling apart for, you know, however long.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just particularly liked that they include a music list, because don't we all have favourite love songs and then there's breakup songs.
There's the song where you want to. You want to put that song on and just be emotional.
Have it on repeat. Yeah.
Yeah, and just let all of these emotions bottled up just out through song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've got a breakup song, actually, from back in the day.
In the 90s?
Yeah, actually, Pearl Jam Black is the breakup song for me.
My most memorable one would be Anastasia's I'm Out of Love.
Oh, wow.
On the dance floor, Gold Coast nightclub, rocked it out.
I'm out of love. I can't be free.
I want to know what your breakup song is this morning on 13 2710.
Oh, everyone's got a breakup song or a song that they use to get through a breakup.
Definitely.
Yeah. Actually, I've got a friend who's going through a relationship breakup at the moment. And he's found a whole lot of new meaning in Paul Kelly's To Her Door.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, so a couple of the lines in there really accurately represent what's going on in his life. And he's just, this means so much to me now. Yeah, breakup songs.
Well, yeah, now there's an app for helping you break up. Supplying a song list as well. We thought we'd find out what your breakup songs are on 13 2710.
Take a stroll down the emotional amnesia lane that is the breakup songs on 13 2710.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Some friends of ours are unfortunately going through a breakup, obviously a bigger one. There's kids involved now and they've been married.
It's a our age breakup thing. It's so much more messy than it used to be.
It's really tough to sit on the sidelines as her friend, as both of their friends. But she did discover an app that has been pretty helpful and slightly amusing, because we all like to have a bit of a giggle even when things are a little tough.
Humour.
It's called the Breakup Boss app, and it's basically a pocket coach for women. It's aimed at women to help you get through a breakup in a more positive way.
Mm, some advice on there as well.
Yeah, there's advice. There's even illustrations.
Oh, dear.
Which sound awesome. And how
you went wrong or illustrating.
I like this one, the text your ex function.
Hey?
Which I'm sure my mate would be using a fair bit of.
What's that? How do you use that?
Well, because, you know, you can pick up the phone.
Drunk dials.
Having
and
a girl's night.
Okay,
Yes, or maybe, I don't know. I'll have to find out a bit more details about that.
This bars you from
one.
Actually being able to call your ex.
Yeah, probably. Block them.
That's a good idea.
And I personally loved the playlist because, well, myself, the girls, we love cranking out the tunes.
It helps you get through those moments.
Things get you down.
Yeah.
So wondering this morning, what is your breakup song on 13 2710?
Morning, Katrina. Do you have a breakup song?
I do, but I don't know the name of it.
Well, hum us a few bars and we'll see what we can do.
It's, you could only see the way she loved me.
Tonic, if you can only see.
Yeah.
That's That's it.
Yep, Tonic. If you can only see.
That's it.
So sad, that song.
I freaking love that song, but that to me would be just the most best breakup song.
Yeah.
Did you use that to help get through a breakup?
No, I didn't.
Okay, but you would use it.
You should get in preparation for the next breakup.
Oh, no.
She's organised, mate.
When I heard your name, I'm like, oh, my God, I know the perfect breakup.
There you go. Anyone going through a breakup? What was the song again, Banksy?
Tonic, If You Could Only See.
Try that one out.
And nine times out of ten, it's probably the tonic that made the breakup happen in the first place. So.
Add some gin.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M.
Unfortunately, in the papers this morning, there's a story about Queensland Ambulance Services taking 50% nuisance calls each day.
Oh.
So, yeah, out of all the calls they're getting to call through for an emergency with the ambulance, 50% of them are people calling through saying they have a cold.
Oh, that is not good.
I have a splinter or a toothache.
All of these things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's for emergencies, like life-threatening situations, emergencies. That's
absolutely
the only reason you need to. And sure, don't hesitate if you're in that situation.
No, of course, that's what it's there for.
Absolutely.
Emergency situations.
But really, you've got to kind of draw the line at what an emergency is. What did you say? A
life-threatening situation.
Yeah. Yeah. No. What do they get? What sort of things are they calling in for?
Oh, yeah. No. So here's the worst one, I think. A 22-year-old lady had an eyelash stuck in her eye for 3 days, so she rang the ambulance.
Oh, come on. An eyelash in your eye.
I stab myself with mascara every couple of days. You don't call the ambulance. I stand there and I cry and I fix my makeup.
You call the beauty therapist. That's who you call there.
Well, look, they've also gone into saying that after you've gone onto Dr. Google and stressed yourself out with whatever the problem is that you're going to misdiagnose yourself
from,
you've started getting really freaked out, you can actually call a number, 13 Health, and you can speak to a doctor.
So it's not an emergency thing here, because these
lines... Don't tie up those lines.
Exactly. They're needed for the real, actual emergencies going on.
Yes, saving lives.
And at 50%, that is horrible amount of people ringing emergencies for no good reason.
Really not good. And even in the past, I mean, you just remove a splinter if you get one, but now people are calling through.
Oh, for splinters.
Yeah.
Give me strength. Are you kidding?
Getting splinters out is just... The thing you do.
I used to love getting splinters out.
Oh, no, I didn't love it.
No, I loved it. You get the tweezers out and you... Ah, yeah.
I've had to get one out for military Mick. I mean, it's not fun.
No, but it's certainly not an emergency.
So, anyway, this morning we just wanted to refresh that for everybody that call the ambulance for any emergency.
Do not hesitate
if
it is an emergency, but emergencies only. Look, I think we might be able to take, you know, they're getting 50% of their calls are fake. Maybe we could take 50% of the job responsibility here and make it a little bit easier for these emergency people answering the phones.
Okay.
We've created an updated modern version of an on-hold situation when you call the emergency for whatever you're calling for.
You have called 000 because of a life-threatening emergency. Please hang up if you have an eyelash in your eye, have run out of antihistamines, have a snotty nose, got a splinter in your finger, are struggling with Monday-itis, blisters on your feet, you've run out of coffee, or you have split ends. This number is used for emergencies only, you dip...
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast, weekday mornings from 5 on Triple M.
This is Triple MCQ's Meryl Whipperound.
Sir William Ludwig of Livingston, how are you this morning, Bill?
Yeah, good, guys. And not much of a whip around. I'm the last man standing.
The last man standing in the
whip. We're using all our whips on you.
Not flying.
No, not flying. Our other two mayors, Margaret and Matt, in India at the moment. Oh, look, but
and with the Premier, let's hope they kick a goal there.
Yes.
And, we really need that big project to come home.
That'd be nice.
But anyway, fingers crossed.
Yep. How are things going at Mount Chalmers?
Look, we're working through the process. Council acquired that property 3 years ago to make sure it didn't get sold off to private sector, and to make sure that we kept the oval, certainly the residents there that the Historical Society work out of. And also there's an important flood access here. But we're looking at selling off the old school building itself, which is sitting on about an acre.
Right.
And hopefully we'll find somebody who'll come in there and maybe turn it into an art studio or something that will be great for the community.
Yeah, not just losing it altogether. Great stuff.
And what are your customer service peeps up to at the moment?
They're doing their own whip around right around the Shire. They once a year, they go around and council does as well, but that's later in the year, just to meet with communities in Stanage Bay and Marlborough and right around the Shire. To see what, you know, if people have issues, they can talk direct to the staff rather than phoning in through customer service. So
that's a good idea.
The staff started a couple of years back and, you know, got a lot of positive feedback from it, from the community.
How do they get around?
Well, they've got a van and they go around and sometimes they meet in parks or other community meeting places. And obviously you can find out where they're going to be on council's Facebook page, an opportunity to put the face to the name.
Yeah.
And also, you know, for people to have that longer one-on-one chat with our staff about any issues they might have in their community. And of course, staff bring it back to us.
Beauty.
Yeah, and they have like legit ID and stuff, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing sus.
Not the
ATO. Nothing
people.
Sus.
No.
Nothing sus.
Very good.
Yeah, while Mick Jagger and David Bowie might have been dancing, you're asking in the streets for a little bit of feedback. And cool, you survived that solo whip around quite well, Bill Ludwig.
Well, you didn't have to cut me off this time because you got plenty of time.
That's right. Good stamina, mate.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
So I went away on Friday afternoon. After the working week.
Yeah, huge week too it was.
So the house and the regular jobs that I would probably get done across the weekend haven't been done. We've been away for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Get home last night.
It's the worst about coming home after being away.
What do you think what I saw all over the lawn when I get home? I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to do that tomorrow.
Or like leaves and
dog
like...
poos.
Oh, the dog poos. Of course.
Over a week worth.
Oh, yeah.
They're not big dogs, but they're just, you know.
No.
There's little... bombs but everywhere.
Yeah. And because, you know, that's something you'd kind of do every day and keep on top of it 4 days away.
But yeah.
It's Landmine City.
It is.
Yeah.
It was. It was an interesting way of unpacking the car. But as it turns out, a woman in the Courier Mail has come through. She's actually launched a picking up poo business
in Brisbane. What?
She's a poo collector.
Wait a minute.
It's a bit different to stamp collecting.
I had this idea when we were talking about the beaches.
I know.
And the dog poos and they're not picking it up. I said, let's create a poo patrol.
Yeah.
She's done this.
She is.
I want some sort of compensation.
She already has a customer who's booked her for a weekly service of picking up their dog poo. And she said it's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. So what? Her price list ranges from $45 for rodent poo removal. That's gross. To $15 for a cat litter clean.
Why?
Who's not cleaning their cat litter tray?
I don't know. What? Like, is it lazy? Is it? Oh, is it
like
time
everyone,
poor?
She's saying people work full time and cleaning up the poo is the last priority.
Like, no.
Well, what? Are they capable of going to the bathroom themselves? I mean, are we serious? Anyway,
yeah.
She's saying that, you know, obviously other people, elderly people, people with bad backs or disabilities would also benefit.
I guess there's a market for it. Yeah, I guess.
She also says, I think this is hilarious, that parents with young ones really don't want to be cleaning up their dog's poo because they're like, hey, mate, I've just cleaned a nappy. I don't really want to go and pick up dog poo.
I see the logic in that.
Did you ever say that when the kids were young? I can't remember.
No, so. I was happier to pick up the dog poo, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I would probably.
Yeah, than that.
Well, there
so,
you go.
Do you know how successful it's been so far? Like, she's got, what, one regular client at this point?
Look, she's making a fortune picking up piles of poo.
Mm.
Look at her.
Well,
cleaning it up.
It sounds like she's still got a way to go to be the leader in the poo patrol. It sounds like she's number two in the market.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast.
Check him out at triplem.com.au.
Or don't. No pressure.